Holy Spirit.
Lift up your voice and pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Tonight is a night of destiny changing. Destiny will be remade tonight. The Lord spoke to me. Madabadebaya de Brado Santa Diacaba. Branda Janda de Bazadabaya. Ikane Madabadabaya. Mado Zabradi Kabaha de Lebosi Atabrada. Lebrado Santa Liacapanda Dabaya. I want you to pray. Listen to me. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I'm ready for the new. Say, Father,
in
the mighty name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
tonight
I appear
ready
for the new.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Can you lift up your voice and pray for a minute? Telling the Lord that you are ready for the new. Shabadi kada bahada baya. Zabrado sanda dia kapanda de bebe. Matolobo sanda dia kapanda diata. Madabade kabado sanda dia. Lord, we are ready for the new. Father, we are ready for the new. We are ready for the new. We are ready for the new, Lord. After 8 days journey, Lord, we are ready for the new. Shabadabaya. Sabrado sandalia kapa. Basudabaya. Mantorobo zibranda zumastikanda bala shandalia. Ibrado sandalia kabanda debedebe kabanda dabaya. Wherever you are online, in house, I just want you to pray. Lord, I'm ready for the new. I'm ready for the new. I'm ready for the new. The Lord told me. He said, I'll do a new thing. Debrado Sandalabaya. Encounter with the latter glory. Father Brado Sandalia Kapa, Debrado Sandalabaya. Sobrado Sandalia Kapa, Dadabaya. Mahandelebazota Brade Kabantalia Kapa. Lord, we are ready in the name of Jesus. Adebatola baya kabrado sandalia kaba mahande de bayo sabrada mataba de kabanda la baya kabrada yabrado sandalia ta ande de bebe mahade bato bande de bebe kaba mantalia kabande de bebe kabanta la braba mehande de bebe kabanta lia ta la braba. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
There is new power. There is new freedom.
Let no one be here the same, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we came for the new. We came to encounter the light of glory.
There is no new
fire. Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, we avail ourselves and we say that we are ready for the new. You have taken us through a journey of 8 days. Today is the 8th day, and the number 8 is the number of new beginning. Do something new in our lives and something new with us. In the blessed and mighty name of Jesus, no one will remain the same. No one will be the same. No family will be the same. Somebody say me a believing amen.
Amen.
No relationship will be the same.
Amen.
I just want you to believe it. I'm telling you, just believe it. Just believe it. Nobody will be the same.
Amen.
No student will remain the same.
Amen.
No marriage will remain the same.
Amen.
No wife will remain the same. No husband will remain the same.
Amen.
What the Lord told me is what I'm telling you. No child will remain the same.
Amen.
No idea will be in the shelf again.
Amen.
And the Lord said, I will bring speed.
Amen.
And he said, I will bring overtaking.
Amen.
And I'll bring recovery.
Amen.
Let it be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Supernatural speed is yours in Jesus' name. tonight, supernatural speed is yours in Jesus' name. Tonight, the grace to overtake is yours in Jesus' name. I heard in my spirit as I was on the mountains, and the Lord said, I am bringing full healing. Full healing. Full healing. And it is happening tonight in Jesus' name. Any sickness, any condition, any disease that has been there for years and long and whatever, doctors have said, tonight, under this anointing, we siphon the life out of it and we declare it perishes now. It dies now. Cancer cells are dying now. Every growth, every abnormal growth, every abnormal growth, anything that is in your body, somebody with something walking or moving through your body, it goes now in the name of Jesus. That affliction will not come again. The Lord has taken over the battle. That battle has been taken over by the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. There are new blessings that are coming in the form of destiny helpers. The Lord is positioning people along the path for you in the mighty name of Jesus. After today, when you open your mouth, help will be there. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you what the Lord told me. I had an encounter. The Lord said, before you open your mouth, you position help along the way. Every tear, every wailing, every lamenting is over in Jesus' name. And from tonight, there is a new skin. There is a new vessel. There is a new container. There is a new receptor. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord told me something that was so profound. And the Lord said, the reason why I'm bringing a new container is because the old one, I have mended it over and over and over. I want to bring a new one altogether. Every mended vessel, it is being replaced with the new in Jesus' name. And I pray tonight, before this service is over, whether you are connected online or you are connected in-house, there will be a new song in your mouth. And it will be a song of joy. It will be a song of laughter. It will be a song of celebration. It will be a song of a new beginning. Because there is an encounter with the latter glory. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Number three, receive it in Jesus' name. Number four, receive it in Jesus' name. Number five, receive it in Jesus' name. Number six, receive it in Jesus' name. Number seven, I want you to shout it on top of your voice. Receive it in Jesus' name. According to your faith, and as your mouth has said it, so shall it be. Jesus, blessed and mighty name. Give a clap and take your seat in heavenly places. You are here,
moving in this land. I worship you. I worship you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. How many of us are ready for an encounter with the living God? Now, anytime the Lord commands us to embark on a journey, which is a spiritual journey, understand that He has something mega for us. Hallelujah. And tonight, the Lord is going to give us something. Tonight, the Lord is going to give us something that will blow our minds. Amen. All right. So, I bring you greetings from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Yes, the Lord commissioned me to go do some waiting before him as we conclude these 8 days, because it is a very significant period and moment where we are recovering everything and assuming our identity in Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. So, I'll be talking briefly, very briefly, about encounter with the latter glory. And then afterwards, we will engage in an anointing and impartation. And then we will carry it together home. And then the Lord will take it from there. Now, in the year 538 BC, that is 538 before Christ was born, Israel had come out of captivity. Now, when Israel was coming out of captivity, I'm just going to give a short history about the scripture that we are going to read, and then we will take it from there. Now, when they were coming out of captivity, they went into captivity because of their own actions and inactions, things and choices that they had made. And the choices that they had made had landed them in captivity. They had been in captivity for many years, and they have been serving their enemies for many years. And then all of a sudden, the time of their recovery came. And then the Lord had mercy on them. And then the Lord brought them out of captivity. Now, when the Lord was bringing them out of captivity, the Lord told them, he said, as you are going, I'll be with you, and whatever you do will prosper. Now, so when they came out of captivity, when they were coming, the first thing that they requested from the king Cyrus was that they wanted to rebuild the temple. Now, remember, at this time, they had been in captivity for decades. So when they got back to the land of Israel, they got back to Jerusalem, they saw that the temple, which was, I want you to listen very well, because that is our life that the Lord was telling me. Now, when they now came back, they saw that the temple, and actually the temple of Solomon, was one of the major, like the way we have, they say we have the seven wonders of the world or something like that, right? Now, in those days, in those ancient times, the temple of Solomon was one of the most wonderful things that you can ever think of. If you want to look at something that was wonderful in the world in those days, it was Solomon's temple. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, so because it was adorned with gold inside out, everything, it was so magnificent, it was so powerful, it was so beautiful, it was so costly and valued. But ladies and gentlemen, when they came, because the enemy came to ransack the place, it had been destroyed. Now, the thing that was valuable was valueless. The thing that had prominence was now nothing. It was almost in ruins. So their heart was broken and they were crying. And then they had favor before the king. So Cyrus gave them letters that they should have other, you know, nations around that Cyrus was controlling, you know, to sponsor them, whether they needed timber, whether they needed locks, whatever they needed to sponsor them. So, and then Cyrus himself gave them gold and everything that they would need. So when they came, they started rebuilding. Now listen very well. When they started rebuilding, there were some people that were part of the remnant who had seen the temple in its first glory. Okay? How it used to be. How the power of the Lord used to come into the temple and nobody could stand on his feet. And then diseases and everything. Now, the temple was so empowered that Solomon prayed a prayer and said, wherever the people are, if they turn their face to the temple and they pray, listen, the Lord said, I'll listen. Yeah. That's when you read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and then the whole of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. That was the temple, the prayer. Solomon prayed a certain prayer. They made a certain sacrifice, so much so that Bible said that the priest couldn't stand on the day of the dedication of the temple. It was an anointed place. Do you know that today, as I'm talking, when you go to Israel and then you hear, how many of you have heard the Wailing Wall? Yeah, it is part of Solomon's temple. That is how powerful the temple was. So it was an epitome of the glory of God. It was something that defined the very presence of God with the people. It was something that carried authority and power. It was something that, it didn't matter what had happened. If an Israelite turned his face to Solomon's temple in those times and prayed against something, it must happen. That is how powerful it was. And it was powerful not because of its structure or architectural design, but because of the glory of the Lord that was there. There was, you know, I was reading something and they said there was this visible glory of the Lord hovering over the temple, so much so that at certain points in time, you know, you could just see it physically, like the way you see the sun. You could see something like a cloud hovering over the temple. It was so glorious. It was so empowered that anybody that entered into the temple and came out had an encounter. Amen. And then they came. So when they came and then they saw the way the temple had been ruined, no power, nothing, their hearts were broken and they began crying. And then all of a sudden the Lord told them that they could build. So they started building. Now when they had started building, and this was around 538-36 BC, you know, now that is before Christ. Now when they had, listen to the story very well, because that is what is the basis of the latter glory. Now when they had started building, after 2 years, they had finished with a very powerful foundation. Now remember, the Lord told them to build a temple for him. But then, when they started building, they started rebuilding Solomon's temple instead of the Lord's temple. Now, so as they were building Solomon's temple, after 2 years, the older people that were amongst them, the elderly, that saw the temple. In fact, most of the people that had now returned from exile after 70 years, most of them were, you know, youngsters that had not seen the real glory that was there. They had only heard the glory. You know, they had not seen it. They had not experienced it. But then, the elderly people that had experienced the glory, all of a sudden now started crying. Whilst the younger generation were smiling and they were happy that they had built the foundation, the elderly were crying because they considered the glory of Solomon's temple as they saw it. And then they saw the foundation that the younger generation had built, and they realized that it could not be compared to anything. So they started crying, they started lamenting, they started wailing. And then all of a sudden, the people that were building were discouraged. So they stopped building for 14 years. For 14 years. Now, so the book of Haggai was after 14 years, the Lord now came back to them. And then he started saying, you people are going about your duties and you have forgotten about my work. Now, the reason why the Lord understood and then gave them another chance was because, as far as they were concerned, you see, the thing was that they were building, but they were building Solomon's temple. They were not building the temple that the Lord wanted them to build. Is somebody getting me? I am taking time, because when you understand this, it will turn you around, because this is the key for the latter glory. Now, so here they were, and then they had come to the place. 14 years, there was nothing. And then in Haggai chapter 1. Now, let's go into the scriptures. In Haggai chapter 1, and then look at verse number 7 to 8. So now, everyone was going about their duty. They were doing their own thing because they had been discouraged. They had been discouraged from building the temple of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. Look at verse number 9. And then he started talking about why certain things were not working for them. Now, as far as the people were concerned, they didn't know that it was because of the temple. Now, verse number 12. Jump to verse number 12. Now, in verse number 12, Bible said that the word of the Lord now came unto Haggai the prophet to tell them what the Lord wanted them to do. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God has sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Verse number 13. Look at verse number 13. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messengers in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, the leaders and the people responded, and then the word of the Lord came again, and then the word of the Lord said. Now, let's go to chapter 2 and from verse number 6 all the way to 9. When they responded and then they started building, after 14 years, when they had been discouraged, after 14 years, when they couldn't do anything, then the Lord now came in chapter 2 verse 6 and said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse number 8. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. And verse number 9. The glory of this latter house. Somebody say, the glory of this latter house. Shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Is somebody believing it? And is somebody receiving it? Then shout and say, I receive it. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, so at this point, the Lord was telling them that if only you will rise up and then you will build, then you will put me on the place of shaking. Now, give me the verse number 6 again. The place of shaking. Look at that. The place of shaking the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. So that verse number 7. Look at verse number 7. And the nations, so that all and all the desires of the nations shall come. And I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen, brothers and sisters, sometimes in life, now I'm going to try to expound on it. Sometimes in life, we come to the place where our actions and our inactions will become detrimental to the work of the Lord in our lives. Now, the Lord wanted them to build a temple, but they wanted to build the temple of Solomon. Take note of that. That is point number one. Number two, when they started building, they were discouraged by members of themselves. That is point number two. And point number three, it is important we understand that when they were going about their own duties, it became a curse against their own advancement, as against building the things of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that at any point in time in our lives, sometimes the Lord started something good with us. Like the temple of Solomon, it was a good thing. Maybe the Lord gave you some big idea. Maybe the Lord anointed you. Maybe the Lord empowered you. Maybe the Lord gave you a certain big opportunity. But in the process of time, actions, inactions, choices, decisions took us into captivity. And when it took us into captivity, it gave the enemy the opportunity to ruin the first glory. Now, let me explain the difference between the former glory and then the latter glory. Now, when we talk about the former glory, we are talking about the initial power of God that gave us a start. Okay? There are many people in life, they start things, but they are not able to finish. Sometimes it can be a relationship, but it will not finish. Sometimes it is school, it will not finish. It means that they had the initial glory. The glory was given by the Lord, but it was truncated because of our actions and inactions. Do you understand it? Now, and when the glory, which is the power of God that can let what the Lord wants to do in your life, is truncated, what you need is the latter glory. Praise the name of Jesus. It is only when the latter glory comes
that the hand of the Lord will rest upon the land. So now I wrote something here. I said that the former glory is what we started life with. The power that initiated us. The power that gave us the boost to go on. But sometimes our actions, our choices, our decisions, and our inactions denigrate it till we come to the place of mockery and almost waste. But ladies and gentlemen, when we come to that place, what we need to do is to build. And it is in the building that the latter glory descends. And I'm seeing the latter glory coming after these 8 days. Because these 8 days we have built before the Lord. And the latter glory is coming in Jesus' name. Now, what is the latter glory? The latter glory is the fresh power of God to continue and complete without fail. If you want to write it, you can write it. The latter glory is the fresh power of God that comes upon us to continue and to complete the assignment without fail. And I'm going to give you a case study and I'll give you some points and then we'll pray. Luke chapter 15. And I want us to read from verse number 11 about the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son from verse number 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. Now I'm going to explain the concept of the former glory and the latter glory with this story. And then you will understand it. A certain man had two sons. Verse 12. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. Verse 13. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. 14 says that, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. Now remember, this boy was in a very powerful home. He was blessed. His father was powerful. He had everything. That was the former glory. Everything was there. And then he took a certain decision. Now when he took that decision, and Bible said that he went to a far country. Bible said that, and there, give me the verse number 13 and 14 again. Look at 13. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. So it was his decision that affected the former glory. Now, so look at verse number 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. Verse 15 says that, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Verse 16. And he would fain have filled his belly, or he would have wanted to eat some of the food that was for the pigs. And no man gave unto him. Verse 17. Look at 17. And when he came to himself. Somebody say, when he came to himself. This is when he arose to build. Okay. Now, like in the case of Hagar that we read. When he arose to build. Is the same as saying, when he came to himself. He said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to eat and to spare? And I am here perishing with hunger. And look at the next verse. Verse number 18. And he said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Verse number 19. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your servants. Verse 20. And when he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. Verse 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Look at verse number 22. But the father said, now look at the difference between the former glory and the latter glory. So the former glory was what he had. Now, do you remember that when he had everything in the house, he was never celebrated? There was never a party that was thrown for him. He was in the house. But When he took a decision, the decision backfired and he arose to build and he came back to his father. Look at the former, look at the latter glory, what the latter glory did. But his father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe, praise the name of Jesus, and put it on him. Put on him a ring on his feet, on his finger, and shoes on his feet. 23. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. Why? Verse 24. For this my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost, and he is found again. And they began to be merry. The latter glory always brings celebration. Listen. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter whatever was the consequences. Once you encounter the latter glory, it brings celebration. In place of shame, it brings celebration. Praise the name of Jesus. So, the first point I want to make over here is that the latter glory makes, or it brings glory instead of shame. It nullifies every disgrace. It nullifies every shame. And it brings in place of it honor. Honor and celebration. And as I'm saying it, after today, somebody's life is going to be rewritten in celebration. Amen. You just have to believe it. I'm not going to shout. No. Number two. What does the latter glory do? The latter glory depletes the old history and handwritings that are against us. When the latter glory comes, sometimes in the presence of the former glory, there can be statements against us. But because of the former glory, because of the enormity of the former glory, sometimes we don't see those handwritings. But ladies and gentlemen, they work against us. But then, when the latter glory comes, what it does is that it depletes, it deletes, and it cancels out every handwriting against us. Now, after spreading it before the Lord for 8 days, any handwriting against us is depleted in Jesus' name. Sometimes it is handwriting against us because of certain decisions that we took. So now everybody knows us by that decision. Everybody refers to us by that decision. After tonight, it will never be so again in Jesus' name. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 14. Bible says that. Let's start from verse number 13 to 14 so that we understand. And you, being dead in your sins. Okay? That means in the decisions that we took. And the uncircumcision of your flesh. He has quickened us together. When? When we arose, when we decided to come back to him, together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, and verse number 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, the words that speak against us, the things that order our lives invisibly. Everybody's life is being ordered by something. But we can't see it. I can't see it. If it is against us, it comes against your life. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, under this anointing, every handwriting against us is blotted out. Amen. Say, I believe it.
I believe it.
And say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Yeah. You just listen. It is a very prophetic service. Everything I'm saying is what the Lord told me. Number three, what does the latter glory do? Number three, the latter glory brings restoration and strength again. And I'm interested in that word again. I'm not preaching, no. I'm giving you prophetic verdicts that the Lord gave me. There was a man, and his name was called Samson. Samson had the former glory. My goodness. Samson could take the jawbone of a donkey and kill 1,000 soldiers, military personnel. He was operating in the former glory. And then he took a decision. And the decision affected him. And the decision made his hair to be cut off. And then they came and then they took Samson. And they put him in jail. And Bible said that they plucked out his eyes. somebody who was so anointed and empowered, somebody who had so much glory over his life, everybody was afraid of him. One day he was traveling somewhere, and then a lion came up against them. Bible said that he took the lion by the jaw, held it, and then opened it up and slew the lion. That was how powerful he was. He was operating in the former glory. And then all of a sudden, he took a decision. And the decision made the former glory vanish. But then, somebody say, but then, his hair grew again. He had an encounter with the latter glory. Now, and I'm going to show, you see, that's why I'm taking my, I need you to understand it. Because, you see, what the former glory could not do, when the latter glory comes, it do it double. Amen. Yeah. It does it double. Praise the name of Jesus. So here was Samson in the book of Judges chapter 16. Let's start reading from verse number 20. Samson had been so anointed and empowered with the former glory. Did amazing things. And then he took a decision regarding Delilah. And then all of a sudden he lost it. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. He awoke out of sleep. And he said, I will go out as oftentimes and I'll shake myself. He didn't know that the former glory was gone. And the Bible says that, and he wished not that the Lord was departed from him. But verse number 21. So the Philistines took him, bound him, brought him down to Gaza, removed his eyes, caused him to grind in their prison house. Look at what happened to such an anointed, powerful guy. Sometimes you start something and it is so beautiful. Maybe even if it is a relationship, so beautiful. And then somewhere, somehow, somewhere along the line, maybe by one or two mistakes or decisions, everything starts going down the drain. That was the story of Samson. All that Samson needed was the latter glory. When you come to a place where you see that you have lost something, you have lost track of something that the Lord gave you, what you need is an encounter with the latter glory. So here, Samson realized that his life had come to a standstill. Everything was out of joint. Everything was failing. And then look at verse number 22. Bible say, how be it? Somebody say, how be it? His hair, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. The latter glory always brings restoration. And the package of restoration is always better than how it used to be before. Now let's keep reading. Bible said that, and now give me the verse number 22. He said, how be it, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Verse 23, and then the lords of the Philistines gathered themselves together to offer great sacrifices unto Dagon, their God, and to rejoice, for they said, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. Verse number 24, quickly. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. So now they were enjoying. And then they said that he had delivered into our hands. Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our country, who slew many of us. 25. Look at 25. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson. So now they brought Samson and then bound him in between two pillars. Verse 26. Now in 26, and Samson said unto the little boy that was holding his hands, he said, please, can you let me feel the pillars upon which the house is standing, that I may lean upon them? Verse 27. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women. 3,000 men and women that were watching Samson as he was fooling for them. Verse 28. Look at verse 28. And Samson called unto the Lord. Somebody said, and Samson called unto the Lord. Do you know that all these 8 days, what we were doing was calling unto the Lord? We were in the position of Samson. We were in the position of the remnant. And then just like they started building, and the Lord shook himself. Just like Samson called upon the Lord. And he said, oh Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, oh God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Unfortunately, Samson prayed another prayer that he shouldn't have prayed. Verse 29. And he said, and Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which the house stood, and on which was born up, of one with the right hand and the one on the left. It means that he stretched his hands like that. And Samson said, this was the prayer he prayed that he shouldn't have prayed. He said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord. Listen, the strength that came upon Samson when the Lord revisited him, he never had that strength before. And look at that. Look at the story. Look at it. And the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were therein. So, can we all read the last statement? So, the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he has slew. The latter glory. Somebody say the latter glory. And the latter glory is coming to somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, maybe the things that you have done before, the thing that you thought you could have done, and then somewhere along the line it was truncated. So you came to the place of being discouraged, and you came to the place of saying that, well, maybe this is not mine, maybe this is not my portion, maybe this is not meant for me. Sometimes we come to the place because things have kept on for a very long time, you know, we come to the place, but it is because the former glory was truncated. What you need is an encounter with the latter glory, and tonight is that night. I don't know who believes it, but tonight is that night. The latter glory is here tonight in Jesus' name. Because when the latter glory comes, look at verse 30. He said, so the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his lifetime. When the latter glory comes, you have the speed to overtake. You do more than you have ever done. In the name of Jesus, it is happening in your life now. Now, number four, the latter glory produces favor. The latter glory. When the latter glory comes upon a man's life, it produces favor. And I take you into the book of Genesis chapter 39. Now, the book of Genesis chapter 39 talks about the life of Joseph. But we all know, and whilst Joseph was growing, his father loved him. His father preferred him to any other person amongst his children, to the point that his father made a coat called the coat of many colors for him. And that is what brought him hatred. And then, ladies and gentlemen, somewhere along the line, his decision of talking about the visions and the dreams that he has had created enemies for him and truncated the glory. And then he appeared in Genesis chapter 39. And somebody said, and the Lord was with him. That means he encountered the latter glory. And Bible said that, and Joseph was brought down. He was sold by the Ishmaelites. He was bought by Potiphar. Verse 2. Look at verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Somebody said, the Lord was with him. It means he encountered the latter glory. So what happened? And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse number 3 says that, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. From today, wherever you find yourself, they will know that God is with you. Praise the name of Jesus. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Verse 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over all his house, and all that he had, he put it into his hands. Verse 5 says that, and it came to pass from that day onwards that he had made him an overseer, that the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and also in the field. Verse 6, and he left all that he had in the hands of Joseph. And he knew not what he had except what he would eat. And Joseph was a goodly man and well-favored. Somebody say he was well-favored. How did he receive the favor? Somebody say the latter glory. When the Lord visited him whilst he was in captivity, it brought him the latter glory. Tonight the Lord is visiting somebody. After 8 days, the Lord is visiting somebody. Number five. Now, before I go to number five, let me read this scripture with you. Daniel. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 24 and 25. 24 and 25. Now, the latter glory. So, this is number four, but this is the fifth point. The latter glory carries the presence of the Lord. The latter glory always carries the presence of the Lord. Remember, the Lord told them, he said, I will be with you. The Haggai that we read, he said, I'll be with you. You see, brothers and sisters, anytime you realize that you need to recover, what you need is an encounter with the latter glory. Yeah. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste, and he spoke, and he said unto the counselors, did we not put three men in the midst of the fire? They said, yes. And they said unto him, yes, that is true, O king. But look at verse 25. Listen, the latter glory will present God with you in that situation. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men. Remember, they were bound and they were cast into the fire. But he said, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. Now, wait. Look at the next statement. He said, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Listen. The latter glory always brings God on the scene of the issue. It doesn't matter what it is. When they put Silas and Paul in jail, in the book of Acts chapter 16, and they sang praises unto the Lord, and the glory of the Lord visited, Bible said that the Lord himself appeared on the scene. There was a shaking. He didn't send an angel. In Acts chapter 12, when they prayed, the Lord sent an angel. But when they invoked the glory of the Lord, the latter glory, through praises and worship, and God came there, Bible said that the place was shaken and every foundation was broken. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord will be with you in the night. The presence of the Lord will be with you in the morning. The presence of the Lord will be with you in the afternoon. The presence of the Lord will be with you in the car. The presence of the Lord will be with you in the bedroom. Wherever you find yourself, because of the encounter with the latter glory, the presence of the Lord will be visible. Watch me. Do you know that whilst they were in the fire, the three Hebrew boys didn't see the fourth person. They didn't see the fourth person. But the enemy saw the fourth person. Did you get that? From today, listen, the reason why you must not be afraid is because from today, you may be seeing yourself as tired, but they will see you with an invisible hand. Can you imagine that Nebuchadnezzar stood up and then he said, how many people did we put in there? What was the trouble that she was going through? What was the trouble that he was going through? But how come we cannot see the trouble, but we can see progress, we can see advancement, we can see glory, we can see honor because of the presence of the Lord? And ladies and gentlemen, after tonight, the presence of the Lord will be realized by your enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. In the afternoon, they will see it. In the morning, they will see it. Hallelujah. Now look at the next statement. And suddenly, there was... No. Give me the... God bless you for this scripture anyway. But give me Daniel chapter 3. Now, give me verse number 25 and 26. My goodness. Kadabarabaya. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Listen, the same people that sentence you to shame, they will honor you. That is what the latter glory does. When the latter glory comes, the same place that you suffered and you suffered shame, you suffered setbacks, you suffered the consequences, it will become the same place of your honor. Listen. The Lord will not do it in secrecy. No. The Lord will do it in public. Yeah. I'm super excited from after tonight. Eh? You will see something you have never seen in your life. The doors will be multiple. Yeah. It will be multiple. Praise the name of Jesus. Number six. What does the latter glory present? The latter glory presents the peace of God. Haggai chapter 2 and verse number 9. Now let's quickly go into Haggai, because I'll be ending in Haggai chapter 2. Now look at verse number 9. The Lord said, the glory of this latter house, which I say you shall build, not the glory of the former one, but the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, somebody say, in this place, I will give peace. So the glory of the Lord carries the peace of God. And listen, brothers and sisters, I've already told you that the peace of God is the vehicle through which the supernatural aspect of God is manifested. Anytime you read in the scriptures and there was a supernatural manifestation of God, it was after the peace of God has showed up. Give me an example and I'll show you. Anytime in the Bible that the power of God, Daniel was in the lions then sleeping. The power of God showed up. Amen. They took these boys, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into the fire. They started singing. When they were supposed to be the fire, they were going in singing. Listen. Let me tell you. That is why. You see, the world. Bible says that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. That is why the world will pay any amount and anything for peace. Every country, peace. They are peace. Because without peace, you cannot even advance. You can't even think without peace. So before the Lord will do anything supernatural and spectacular, he needs to create the atmosphere of peace. And Bible said that when the glory of the latter house, when the latter glory appears, the Lord said, and I will give peace in this place. Somebody lay your hand on your head and say, from tonight, I walk and I live in the peace of God and I receive it in Jesus' name. Somebody say, it is mine. Hallelujah. When the peace of God comes, the power of God is evident. But how do we command the latter glory? Of course, on the bedrock of prayer and fasting, which we have done, spreading it before the Lord. But the Lord stated four important things. Number one. Now, so you can write the scripture down. Haggai chapter 2 from verse number 4 all the way to 7. When we read Haggai chapter 2 from verse number 4 to 7. And then we will pray. We will anoint ourselves. Something will happen to your life and my life. So from verse number 4. Yet now be strong. Somebody say, be strong. The first thing you got to do in order to provoke the latter glory is that you got to be strong. Amen. You got to be strong. The reason why the Lord was telling them that you have to be strong was because, do you remember that when they started building, it was the people around them that discouraged them. They looked at what they had seen before and they looked at what they were doing. They said, what is this games that you people are playing? They were talking about the good old days when the Lord was doing something new. So the Lord came here and then the Lord said, yet now, Zerubbabel, if you have risen up to build, then be strong, saith the Lord, and be strong. Look at somebody and say, be strong and be strong. Why? Because sometimes the people that must encourage you, Desiree, will discourage you. Sometimes you are looking for encouragement and you know that if I run to this person or this situation, at least I'll receive encouragement. What do you do when what is supposed to encourage you is discouraging you? That is why you got to be strong in the Lord. He said, yet now, be strong, O Zerubbabel. Say the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Somebody say, and work. Now, look at it. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse number 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Fear ye not. And then verse number 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And verse number 7 finally. And I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord. So 4 things. Number 1, yet be strong, saith the Lord. You got to be strong. For the glory of the latter house to appear, you must be strong. Because when the glory comes, you will do bigger and greater things than the former times. So you got to be strong. Praise the name of Jesus. To be strong means that you got to understand that no matter what comes your way, the Lord is with you, because the Lord is with the latter glory. Do you remember that point when the three Hebrew boys were in the fire and the Lord was with them there? The latter glory always carries the presence of the Lord. So to be strong means that always have this consciousness that the Lord is with you. And he said it anyway. In the verse number 4, he said, yet be strong, for it is for the Lord's glory. He said, for I am with you. Be strong, for I am with you. The reason why the Lord wants you to be strong, wants me to be strong, is because he is with us. Praise the name of Jesus. The Lord will not leave you. Number 2. What must I do? Number 2. Work. Work. Somebody say work. It means do it again. The people were working and they were discouraged, and then they stopped after 2 years, and they stopped for 14 years. And then the prophetic word came, and then they began to work again. Amen. Tell somebody, do it again. Tell somebody, try it again. Listen, the glory only comes when they start working. The Lord told them, he said, when you work, can you give me the next verse? Verse number 5. According to the word, verse number 6. It's in verse number 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, in a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7. Look at it. And I will shake. No. Give me, I think it's in verse number 5. He spoke about, it's in verse number 5. According to the verse 4, it should be in verse number 4. Let's see verse number 4. Yes, it is here. He said, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Somebody say, and work. Do it again. Many people have been discouraged. Now listen, you were discouraged because the former glory, and then what was said, and what it looks like, or where it looks like you are. You come to the place and then you begin to think that, I think at this age of my life, it is not possible. Maybe at this place of my life, it is not possible. It is possible. Tell somebody it is possible. So tell the person, do it again. Because when the latter glory comes, you will do more than what the former glory would have allowed you to do. So it means that, listen, it means that listen, the former glory will let you do things naturally. The latter glory makes you do things supernaturally. Do you understand it? That is why you got to work. You got to do it again. Don't believe everything that you have seen or heard. Do it again. And number 3. Do not be afraid. How do we command it? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And then, when you have done all these 3 things, then the Lord will bring the shaking. I want you to close your eyes. I'm done. It's a prophetic message. I did not come to preach. I came to deliver a prophetic message that the Lord gave me these past 3 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The presence of the Lord. And he gave me this. He said, encounter with the latter glory. Now, do you know that when the latter glory comes, the people that have written you off, they will begin to invite you. I want you to close your eyes.
Give me some water to drink. No water. The warm
one. I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, I want to encounter the latter glory. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray. I want to encounter the latter glory. I want to encounter the latter glory. All we need for the next level, if you come to a place and you need full recovery, what is going to sponsor that full recovery is the latter glory. So lift up your voice. Can you be on your feet? Can you be on your feet? Tabadabaya tabradoshandalia kapa. An encounter with the latter glory. An encounter with the latter glory. It produces favor. It produces honor. It produces speed. It produces, ladies and gentlemen, the very presence of the Lord. It carries it. It brings restoration. It depletes the old history. Anything that has been said about you, the latter glory depletes it. Lift up your voice. We want to hear you pray in the name of Jesus. Encounter with the latter glory. 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 Zabra doshan talabaya kabra da sandadia. Mahadiban talabaya kabrado sandadia. Kibrado sandadia kapak. Mahande de brebesa bantalabaya. Ibrano sandalia kapak. Mahande badosi bradika bantaliata. The latter glory, Lord. The latter glory, Lord. The latter glory, Lord. Encounter with the latter glory, O Lord. Encounter with the latter glory, O Lord. Lift up your voice, somebody. Encounter with the latter glory, O Lord. Encounter with the latter glory, O Lord. Madabadi kabrada sandalia. Mahadi bantalabaya kabrada sandadia. Kebrado sandalia kapanda dabaya. Lift up your voice and pray. Kebrado sandalabaya. 3 minutes. Lift up your voice. Now you know the areas in your life that you need restoration. There cannot be restoration without an encounter with the latter glory. When the latter glory comes, the Lord said, when you rise, when you begin to build, I bring the latter glory. So lift up your voice. Lord, an encounter with the latter glory. An encounter with the latter glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Zebrado shantali ataban talaba. Yabrado sandania kapa. Ibatori basin daliata. Mahanda debedebe kaban talabaya. Mahanda dabaya kabrada. Mahanda debedebe kaban talabaya. Paro sebrada sandania. Malibantania kapa. Lift up your voice and pray. Ekadeba sandania. Release the latter glory. Release the latter glory. Oh Lord, release the latter glory. Lift up your voice. Oh Lord, release the latter glory. Father, release the latter glory in the areas of our marriages, in the areas, oh Lord, of our walk with you, in the areas of our health, in the areas of our ministries, in the areas of businesses, in the areas of academics, every area of our lives that your glory has been depleted. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be an encounter with the latter glory. With the latter glory, with the latter glory, with the latter glory, with the latter glory. Zabrado Santalia, Mahande de Bekaba, Yabrado Santadia Kapa, Mahande de Basontadia Kapa, Yabrado Santalia Kapa, Labarusiban Tenemekaba.
Mayosa brada Santalia, Cabrado Santalia Capa, Labantada Baya. 1 more minute, lift up your voice. Encounter with the latter glory. Lord, encounter with the latter glory. Father, encounter with the latter glory. Daddy, encounter with the latter glory. Zabrado Santalia Capa, Labrado Santalia Capa, Levantana Maya, Cabrado Santalia, Labrado Santalia Tadabaya, Librano Santalia Capa, Labantolo Santalia Capa.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want us to pray one more prayer. When the latter glory comes, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to pray this prayer. When the latter glory comes, what it does is that it depletes shame. Listen. And then the next thing. Now, when it depletes shame, it means that it compresses time. Now, one of the things that produces shame is delay. Delay produces shame. So all of a sudden, the thing that were supposed to happen in time, because they have been delayed, it looks like there is shame pending. But an encounter with the latter glory depletes shame.
Amen.
Listen, the Lord visited Joseph. And when shame, look at Joseph, somebody who said that I had a dream. Do it for me. That somebody who said I had a dream. And in the dream, my sheaf was standing. And all the other bundles were bowing. Now he was in jail. He was in a political prison. And there was no foretelling of when he could ever see daylight again. Shame, shame, shame. Because time was against him. And then all of a sudden, the latter glory appeared. And when the latter glory appeared, it compressed time. So overnight, he went to sleep as a slave in jail. The following night, he was sleeping as the prime minister of Egypt. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any delay. Brothers and sisters, this prayer is so very important to my heart. Say every delay.
Every delay.
In my life.
In my life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
In this encounter.
In this encounter.
With the latter glory.
With the latter glory.
Let it be cancelled.
Let it be cancelled.
Let it be depleted.
Let it be depleted.
Let it be written off.
Let it be written off.
Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Every delay. Every delay. Every delay. Every delay. That is bringing shame. That is bringing confusion. Delay is the key to shame. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, 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 let delay be deleted. Let delay be deleted. Let there be speed. Encounter. The latter glory brings speed. It brings speed. It brings speed. It brings speed. It brings speed. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring speed. Father, bring speed. An encounter tonight. It brings speed. Rabade kaba toban teleba sandalia. Parosi brada sandalia kaba. Mahande de brebe kaban talaba. Lift up your voice.
Mazata Balevada, Remedelevezen Telebada, Imazele Metelevede,
Malabada Bada Bada Santa Diacapa,
Talibada, Randalabaza,
Yabada Santa
Diacabalabada, Mayan Tevedeneze, Ipanelevezen Teleba, Mayazan Telebede, Imazele
Lebrado Santania Capa,
Santalaba,
Yabaro Siban Teleba Sandalia Capa, Yabrado Sian Telemekaba,
Randalabazan,
Yadebada Bada. Speed, speed,
speed, godly speed. Godly speed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we pray our final prayer. Now, one thing that the latter glory does is that before the latter glory appears, the Lord must shake every foundation against us. So we are going to pray. And our prayer is that any foundation, any evil foundation. Now, remember, physically, in the life of Samson, when the latter glory came, he shook the pillars. Until there is a shaking, there cannot be the manifestation of the latter glory against the enemy. So say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight.
As I pray.
With this encounter,
with the latter glory,
let there be a shaking, medical shaking,
economic shaking,
financial shaking,
family shaking,
in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your voice and pray. As you pray, anything that must be shaken, so that there will be freedom, so that there will be recovery, so that there will be establishment, it will happen in the name of Jesus. Kerebarasi ataban talabaya, madebrando santania kapa, yabrano sandele basu atabaha, labrano si atabrande karabaya, labrade kapa tabaha, labrando santania kapa, mahande debrebe kapa talabaya, mahande debrebe kapa, labrano santania kapa, labarosi bantania kapa, Let the foundations be shaken. Let the foundations be shaken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shabrada Sandadia Kapa. Can you lift up your hand to the heaven? Lift up your hand to the heaven. The Lord is going to visit people tonight. Listen, after 8 days, the Lord is going to make way. The Lord is going to make way. I said I was in the presence of the Lord and he began downloading things to me. The Lord is going to make way. There's going to be full-time recovery. There's going to be absolute recovery. Lift up your hand to the heaven. Eternal Father, right now in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, right now, that which you said unto me, I have delivered your word exactly as you dictated them unto me. And now, O Lord, go into confirmation and confirm in the lives of your people, in the blessed and mighty name of Jesus. Let everything that must work well and work right and work on time and work in place fall in place right now in the blessed and mighty name of Jesus. Let it fall in place in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it fall in place in the mighty name of Jesus. I am seeing the reign of the Lord. 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 In the whole atmosphere, I'm seeing the reign of the Lord. The reign of the Lord. And it is raining and cleansing things and wiping away things in the mighty and blessed name of Jesus. The reign of the supernatural. Mateba de kaban tolobo sandadia kapande de braba. Let every sickness that is named under the sun in the bodies of the people of God, go, 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 go. The mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let confusion depart, anxieties, depression. The hand of the Lord is touching you. The hand of the Lord is touching you. The hand of the Lord is touching you. Fibroid, melt in the name of Jesus. Let it melt in the name of Jesus. Mate badoshe branda kapa. Labrado sibantania tenema santa dia. Lebrado santa labaya. Yebrade kanderebe kapa. Mantenemaya. Issues that have not been solved. Issues that have not been solved. Lebrado si antalabaya. They are being solved right now. I am seeing curses. Curses are rolled away. They are rolled away. They are rolled away. They are rolled away. Family curses are rolled away. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as I see it, I say it. They are rolled away. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. It's like they are rolling like hay. They are rolling like hay. Look at that. It is going. 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 Curses are rolling away. Curses are rolling away. There is freedom in the house. And I'm seeing a new garment, a new jacket, a new coat. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the order of newness. Receive the order of newness. Receive the order of newness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening in your mind right now. Lebrado sandalaba. Can you put your hand on your head for me? Either on your head or on your forehead or at the right side of your face. Something is happening. The Lord said, I'm bringing my people favor and I'm working on their minds. I'm bringing them favor and working on their minds. Said, I'm bringing them favor and working on their minds. I'm bringing them favor and working on their minds. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord. Receive it in Jesus' name. Take it in Jesus' name. Let it fall upon your life in Jesus' name. Kadabaro sibantalia tadabaya. Zabrado shandalabaya. Makadabaya tabandedebo. Librada sandalia. Now, if you brought your oil and you can't, I want you to lift it up. The name of Jesus. Lift that oil up. And I want you to open it. Yabadabadaba sandalia kapa. Yabrande santali atabantene mashuka brada. Mali atabandi rakade bayota bradish. Lift it up. Just open it. The name of Jesus Christ. Shebrada sandalabaya. The Lord is working. New things are happening. Listen, new organs are being formed. Yeah. If you are online, I want you to lift up your oil if you can. I want you to open it. Can break the seal of it. The name of Jesus. Listen, brothers and sisters. Tonight. Yeah, yesterday we dealt with generational curses. We went to sleep and somebody had an encounter, and then she was transported back to her high school. And then when she got to the high school, she saw that she was in a certain group that she didn't know. My goodness, these 8 days, Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden, somebody came and then said that you don't belong to this group of people, and then took her away from the midst of them, and they were all looking at her, and she saw herself climbing. Lift up that oil. Now listen, in the next 21 days, every blessed day, anoint yourself with this oil. Amen. Yeah, you and your heart. Listen, believing is a choice. Dabado sibrande kandalia. We cannot wait upon the Lord for 8 days and he will let us go empty. Some people stayed with Jesus for 3 days in the book of Mark chapter 8.
And Jesus said, I have compassion on them, for they have stayed with me 3 days. 8 days? My goodness. 8 days? 8 days? 8 days? Lift the oil. Maybe I'll get you some, eh? Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is all that you told me to come and do. As we pray over the oil, let it change from chemistry into liquid fire and into a mystery. Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. The oil is not the Holy Ghost, but it is an indication that the Holy Ghost is with us. It is the evidence. Just like the evidence we have when we appear in court, the oil is an evidence of the activation of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we activate and we empower this oil, and we declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the chemical component of this oil ceases. It becomes a supernatural balm. It becomes liquid fire. It becomes the oil of influence. It becomes the oil of grace. It becomes the oil through which the latter glory will tangibly be expressed on our bodies. And Lord, in the next 21 days, in the next 21 days, as we anoint ourselves every day, Lord, let people collide with destiny. Let destiny be formulated. Let things that have been shattered be reorganized. Let families be restored. Let health be restored. Let wisdom be restored. Let your power appear once again. Let everything that has been broken down be rebuilt. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray over this oil and I speak as a prophet of God. From right now, this oil ceases to be a natural constituent and it becomes a supernatural evidence of the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost with you. When this oil shows up, let the power of God show up. When this oil shows up, let favor shows up. When this oil show up, let the presence of the Lord be there. When this oil show up, let grace be accompanied. When this oil shows up, let anything that is restrained be restored in the name of Jesus. When this oil shows up, let shame give way to glory. Let there be healing. Let there be advancement. Let there be prosperity. Let there be overflow. Let there be glory. Let there be honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to anoint yourself. Mivi, come. Come for some oil here. The name, come, come, come. Oh, you got some. Who doesn't have oil? You don't have oil. You don't have oil. Come, I'll give you some. Daba de barosiba. I want you to anoint your head. Just pour some into your head. Lebra doshanda laba. And now close it. Come. If you don't have oil, come. Let me anoint you. Don't have oil? The name of Jesus, anoint yourself. Now I want you to close it, and then we will give the Lord just 2 minutes to work in us. Close it and put it down. Anoint yourself online. Anoint yourself. Yabra doshanda labaya. Now look at something. Let it be at two places. Elder, watch me. Let it be here and let it be on your forehead. Wherever you appear, mark it. Wherever you appear from today, this latter glory will talk for you. Some people will enter into the house and then certain devils will check out. Yeah. And I'm talking about devils of, watch it. I'm talking about devils of addiction. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm seeing people. See. I'm seeing people. It's like people are going to some place and then things are scattering away from them. Yeah. Can you lift up your hand? Let's just give the Lord 2 minutes. Say, Father, by this oil, visit me. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and begin to praise the Lord? Just for the 2 minutes, begin to worship the Lord. Don't ask the Lord for anything. Just worship Him. Just praise Him. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Labrado sanda dia kapande de bede beka bada baya. Labrado sanda dia kapande de bede be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tabada bada bada baya sabrada sanda dia ta. Labande de bede be.
You reign, you ancient Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign. Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your name.
You reign,
you ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
Eternal Father, the name of Jesus, officially, our 8 days of encounter and spreading it before you comes to an end now. And Lord, all that you asked us to do, we have done it. All the things that you wanted us to deal with, we have dealt with them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen, watch me, please watch me. If you are here and you are married, and you have a ring, can you take it off for me? Yeah, can you take it off for me? You have a ring on your finger. Yeah, just take it off. I want you to anoint it. Put some of the oil on it. If you are not married, I want you to anoint. The Lord is bringing some consecration. Yeah. Lebrado shanda labaya. Anoint it. Just anoint it like this. If you are not wearing a ring, you can anoint that your wedding finger. Okay. I want you to anoint it. Eternal Father, because I just saw something in the realms of the spirit. Lord, yeah, just anoint it. You can anoint the ring. Just anoint the ring. Because I'm seeing a fresh wind. A fresh wind. The name of Jesus. Father, now lift up your hand and let me pray finally. Father, in the blessed and mighty name of Jesus, all that you told me, I have done. Now bring the shaking and let the latter glory be tangible. From here to your home, you will begin to experience the manifestation of these 8 days. In the name of Jesus, you are free, and you are free indeed. Go and excel. Go and make it. Say amen. Go and make it. Go and prosper. Go and live the life that the Lord has prepared for you. Go and dominate. Go and take charge. Go and dictate as the Lord tells you. By you, may the Lord do many mighty things in your home. In Jesus' blessed and mighty name. Somebody shout me a believing amen. Come on, give glory to the Lord. Give a clap unto the Lord and take your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, those of you that I want us to take our communion quickly so that those of you that have not been eating, you can go and eat. Amen. But officially, the 8 days of encounter, spreading it before the Lord, has come to a close. I thought you would give a clap unto the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to announce to you that the next thing to expect is the latter glory. And it will start with a feast in your life. Amen. Now we want to take the communion to seal everything that we have done tonight. Father, do you have it? I want you to get it. Open it. Take the bread. We will bless the bread. Please make sure that the children will also have their own. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Jesus. Da, da, da. Lift up the bread. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the bread. It was bread. When Jesus blessed it and he broke it, he said, "It is my body." And then he blessed the cup and he said, "It is my blood." Father, we receive it in Jesus' blessed and mighty name. Now I want you to break the bread. We receive it as the body of Christ. We receive the cup as the blood of Jesus. Shall we eat it in Jesus' name?
Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Somebody said, "Man of God, when I take the communion, I want to swallow it." I said, "Why do you want to swallow it?" He said, "I don't want to be breaking the bones of Jesus." He said, "When it is in my mouth, I feel like I'm chewing I'm chewing Jesus too much." I said, "Brother, chew Jesus." Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to lift up a special seed offering unto the Lord. Please, can you put the giving portal on the line? When you have the privilege of waiting before the Lord, always learn to sow a seed as the Lord leads you. But it is very important. They are mystery keys. So I want you to look on the portal and I want you to lift up a seed, not an offering. Online and in-house, I want you to do the same. Lift up a seed. A seed. So, you see, when the atmosphere is stirred like that, take advantage and opportunity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our seed before you. Now, remember, I didn't say an offering. There is a difference between an offering and a seed. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, any amount that you can give, but let it be something that will touch you. Let it be something that will cost you. You see, that is what I'm trying to tell you. Let it be something that will cost you. It's something that will touch your heart. And then, let it be something costly. Father, the name of Jesus, we seal our 8 days upon this sacrifice. And we declare that it is accepted, it is blessed, and the harvest is guaranteed. Jesus' name, amen. Please drop it with joy. Be happy. Na, na,
You deserve.
Remember, the prayer line is active 3 a.m. Today is not a night of supernatural encounter, so don't forget to wake up. It looks like it is a night of supernatural encounter. But, amen.
Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Please remember, for the next 21 days, every blessed day, anoint yourself. Every blessed day. Don't forget it. And I will want somebody or some people to be always reminding us on the platform. It's very important. See, the prophetic instructions that come delivers when it is obeyed. He said, go and bath in the river Jordan. How many times? 7 times. Do you remember that story? Yeah. And after 7 times, 6 times, nothing happened. It was after this 21 days, the Lord spoke to me. Father, we bless the offering. The seed offering, receive it and let the harvest be guaranteed. In Jesus' name, amen. Please. All right, shall we be on our feet? God bless you. Sunday, we will have 2 services. Do I have anybody here for the first time? This is your first time here. Can I welcome you? Today is your first time. All right. Okay, glory be to Jesus. Amen. We'll have first service 8, second service at 10. Amen. And remember, our Kingdom Advancement Conference. Every year we have Kingdom Advancement Conference, pushing the kingdom to push our lives. That is the Kingdom Advancement Conference. But the Kingdom Advancement Conference always comes in line with our anniversary. So this year, our second anniversary is coming at the end of the Kingdom Advancement Conference. Remember, it is Kingdom Advancement Conference with the anniversary. Amen. And so let us prepare ourselves for that. Takes off this month, 29th, all the way to 3rd. Amen. Many, many, many powerful things will happen. My spiritual father is coming. Yes. Bishop will be here. Superintendent will also be around. And then the next week, then assistant superintendent, he called me. I was with LP Agnes, and then I received a call. He said, I'm coming there. Hallelujah. We are so blessed. Amen. So he will also be here. Amen. All right. The Lord bless you. Now, I want you to do me a favor. Can you stretch forth your hand and pray for me? I just want you to, wherever you are, just where you are, just stretch forth your hand from there. And then just pray 1 minute into my life. Just pray. Just pray. Speak as the Lord leads you. The name of Jesus. I want you to pray for strength. Everything that the Lord will lay on your heart, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. The name of Jesus. Zalaba shondadia tadabra sandadia. Kebrado shandalabaya. Madebadabadabadabaya. Mantadia kabandadabadabe. I want you to pray for me. On Sunday, the Lord told me, he said, I want to meet you for the next 3 days. Brothers and sisters, I was on the mountain. I didn't pray one prayer for myself or for my family. I was praying for everybody, for the church, for the prayer line, for everybody. There must be solution. There must be answers. Now, I want you to pour into me and my family. Because all the 3 days, God is my eternal witness. Now I want you to pour into us the name of Jesus into my life, my family, my children. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord empower you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Live from here with the confidence and assurance that in Christ Jesus you are more than a conqueror. You will not be put to shame again. You will never be defeated. The latter glory is with you. Go and excel and bring your glory back to the Lord.
the mighty name of Jesus. Let's share the grace of God together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. With long life, full of prosperity and sound health, shall you satisfy me and my household all the days of our lives. Amen.